I'm talking to Jeff Park, and Jeff got in touch with the radio station about a week ago, I suppose, and he wanted to come in and talk about this new game called Pickleball, which he is trying to introduce. So I was going to introduce to the island, and I must admit I'd never heard of Pickleball, and my first reaction was, what's with the name, Jeff?
Popular myth.
Am I on? Yep, speak right in there.
Hello?
Yep.
There we go. The popular myth about pickleball is that the inventors...
Actually, hold on. I don't think we are. I might just see if... Grab this one here. Try that one. Hold on, I'll just... Yeah, there we go. Okay, that one's...
All right. Pickleball got its name, according to legend, from the originator's dog named Pickles, who used to chase the balls.
Right.
Now you're off.
You keep going. I'll just all the work on my
and own. Well, I'll just tell a brief history of pickleball. It's actually not a very new game at all. It started in the 60s on an island, not unlike Waiheke, where a lot of commuters and summer people live, just off the coast of Seattle, in Puget Sound, an island called Bainbridge. And some bored dads and bored teenagers were hanging around looking at an unused badminton court, and they got out a wiffle ball, which is an American...
Yeah,
you've seen it?
Yeah, I remember the old wiffle. I mean, I had a little bit of experience in America. I mean, they used to play it with a baseball bat, right? Air goes through it, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's all full of holes. Yeah, and it's a family picnic kind of game.
Sure, yeah.
Plastic bat, plastic ball. Nobody gets hurt if it hits you. and they took this wiffle ball and they had some ping. Oh, now I'm off.
No, you're on it. You're okay.
Okay. They took the wiffle ball and some ping pong paddles and started hitting the ball back and forth across a net on a badminton court. And that's how the game got its start.
Ah, okay. So, when I looked it up, the incarnation now, the net is not the height of a badminton net, is it, at the moment?
No, it's just slightly lower than a tennis net.
And does it still use the same kind of the ball? Has the ball changed?
Well, they designed a custom-made pickleball, which is a bit smaller and harder, bounces a bit more than a regular wiffle ball would.
But does air go through? Does it still have holes in it like the old?
Definitely.
Yeah,
full of holes.
Yeah. And the court size is it the same as a badminton court, or is it a smaller court, or?
It uses a doubles badminton court. So
okay.
It's 20 feet wide, 22 feet long. Sorry, I'm going to have to use American measurements here. It's played typically with doubles, although there are singles games that go on as well.
And what year did you say this was started?
Somewhere around 1966.
Oh, so it has a bit of a history going. How come I never heard of it before?
Well, what part of America were you in?
California.
Yeah. I was in Washington, about 10 miles from where the game was invented, and I actually really didn't hear about it until the 90s. It was interesting that it lived in Olympia, Washington, mostly, which is the capital of Washington State, because the guy who invented it was a Washington State senator, and all of his buddies down in Olympia started building courts and playing the game. And
right.
I had a nephew who went to high school in Olympia, and when I told him about this cool game, he said, I played that in high school years ago.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at it the other day, and there was a game that I used to see people play in Venice Beach in California when I lived in Los Angeles that was played with a paddle, but I think a tennis ball.
Mm.
And there's a bunch of courts down on Venice Beach. You know, people think of Venice Beach as the muscle weightlifting thing and possibly even some street basketball. But there were these kind of sort of miniature tennis courts, which were played with a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And New Zealanders may not know what a paddle really is, actually, to be honest.
Tend to call it a bat here.
A bat, yes. Yeah. It's not strung, and it's presumably just a solid piece of something.
Yeah. Yep. Started off with a solid piece of wood.
Yeah.
And we still use wood paddles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what about the, and so the net is what? The net's like a tennis
basically,
height or a bit?
Yeah, a tennis net is 36 inches, I think, in the middle. Mm. And a pickleball net is 34 in the middle.
Okay.
So very close.
Close.
Yeah.
And what about the scoring?
The scoring actually comes from, well, going back to the name, the game kind of, these guys created rules as they went along.
Right.
And they picked up things from ping pong, tennis, and badminton predominantly.
Yeah.
And so they're out there doing this one day, and one of the wives comes home and looks at the kids and the dads, and she says, "You look like the crew of a pickle boat." Well, it turns out a pickle boat is like the last one to arrive with the fish. And in crew racing, it's the hodgepodge of crew members who couldn't make the other boats. So it kind of got this slightly derogatory name, and they loved it, and it's stuck ever since.
Right.
But yeah, so the scoring comes from the old style of badminton, where only the servers can score.
Oh, yeah. Yep. A bit like, I suppose, volleyball is similar as well, eh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
The servers score. And how? What kind of? And how? A single game would last approximately, depending on sort of rallies and things like that. How? What do you have to get up to?
You play to 11.
Yeah.
And typically games go, I'd say, 10 to 15 minutes.
Right. So you get a bunch of games in an hour type thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's not like tennis where we're like 3 hours later we're finished.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And so you have you ever seen, so in New Zealand, pickleball?
It's big now. It's expanding here amazingly.
Really? Where's the pickleball HQ of New Zealand?
The HQ would be Rotorua.
Really?
Yeah. Like yourself, a couple of Kiwis who got American citizenship, they learned the game over there.
Yeah.
And they were, one of them is still quite a badminton champ, and they brought it back to the Rotorua badminton facility, and they said, here's something to fill up the evenings, because I think things were slowing down a bit.
Mm.
And that was 2015.
So is there any like animosity between the badminton people and the pickleballers?
I don't think so. But, you know, pickleball is played on tennis courts as well. A lot of facilities in the States have pickleball courts, and then they'll have adjacent tennis courts. And I've played next to people playing tennis, and they will complain about the noise.
Yeah.
And how much fun you're having. Why don't you guys shut up? Pickleball is a really social sport.
Right.
You know, you get four people, and they're all about really 15 to 20 feet apart, and you can trash talk each other.
Yeah.
It's a really fun, engaging sport. And tennis players are sitting back, they're way far apart, and they're much more serious.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it is. I could see that, actually. I mean, the name, I suppose, is quite conducive to having fun rather than sort of being highly competitive, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. So you're gonna have a crack at pickleball here on Waiheke Island down at the Rec Center.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit about myself, and this is all completely self-interested, and I'm moving to Waiheke.
Yeah.
And I want to have a bunch of pickleball mates here, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So and I've got some precedent with that. When we moved to Auckland a year and a half ago, the game was being played in Browns Bay and Kumeu, and then it started in Albany slightly before, but no one was playing it in Central Auckland.
Right.
And I was moving to Central Auckland because my daughter lives in Mount Albert.
Yeah.
And So we'd been here a few times, and I knew this was going to happen. I came with nets and balls and paddles, and I got a hold of a couple of YMCAs in Central Auckland. I said, hey, you guys need to play pickleball.
Yeah, yeah.
And we now have – I was there yesterday at Mount Albert. We have four courts.
Yeah.
And we probably had, let's see, 16 waiting. We had 32 people at least.
Yeah.
And it's fun on and off the court because, of course, with that many people, only 16 at a time can play.
Right, right.
So we shorten the games up a bit, and we stack paddles up in the gallery, and people yak it up while they're waiting to play, and then they go out when the court empties out.
Right. So you've brought you've got a bunch of this gear over here. How many courts can we get on in the rec center? Four courts, I would imagine?
That's right, yeah.
And when are you going to your first one is your first intro is this weekend?
It's this afternoon.
Oh yeah.
At 1:30.
Yeah.
At the Rec Center, it's the first two intros are going to be free.
Yeah.
And thank you to Stephen at the Rec Center for providing that honor.
Steve also does a radio show here on Waiheke Radio on Friday nights.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
It's called The Lost Highway.
All right. And so this week is free. The following week is a free introductory session. And then what I anticipate is we'll take off asking people to donate $5 for a two-hour session.
Yeah, yeah. Which I suppose is fairly standard at the Rec Center. And so you can be any age for this thing? You got a recommended sort of,
I'm actually going to be teaching it to some of the high school kids this term.
Yeah.
And I think high school onwards, early teens upwards.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
sort of athletic enough to.
The game has actually gone pro in the U.S.
What? There's a pro pickleball circuit.
There is. I think they still have their day jobs, but they're making a little money off pickleball. And
Who sponsors you if you're a pickleballer, I wonder?
Well,
Oscar Mayer?
Well, Oscar Mayer makes pork products. It would be somebody within the gherkin business, I guess.
I suppose. I thought, it's true.
Heinz 57. But there's some players now in the States who are in their teens, and they are kicking butt on all of the 30 and 40-year-olds. The game took off predominantly because of people in my demographic, which is 60s.
Yeah.
Sometime around late 90s, a huge retirement place in Florida called The Villages, which is hundreds of thousands of retirees.
Yeah, yeah.
They caught wind of this game and they started putting in courts.
Yeah.
And they loved it. And it just spread like wildfire in that population. And then it got onto national news. And now, particularly across the southern U.S., anywhere you go, there's going to be pickleball courts, dedicated pickleball courts.
Right.
I was amazed a few years ago. I went back to my hometown, which is Bettendorf, Iowa, if anybody's heard of that. And I looked up on the web, is anybody playing pickleball in Bettendorf? Yeah. Not only were they playing pickleball, but they had a brand spanking new $90,000 sixplex of pickleball courts.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, if it's in Bettendorf, Iowa, it is everywhere.
It's everywhere. So this afternoon on Saturday, so anyone's welcome to come down to the Rec Center on Donald Bruce Road, just by the high school there, and at 1:30.
That's correct. Right.
And then you don't need to bring just shorts, shoes.
Wear decent court shoes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it might get warm in there today, so might be prepared to. You can work up a sweat playing a game of pickleball.
Yeah, yeah. And how long are you going to go for today?
Till 3:30.
3:30, yeah. Mm-hmm. And today's free, just come down and have a go. If people, if you were to get if people start consistently playing pickleball at the Rec Center, do people usually buy their own equipment, or is that available in New Zealand?
It is. There's one company, actually two companies selling gear in New Zealand. You can order it from Amazon. Right. You can order it from all kinds of places.
And
in
imagine
the States.
It's not that expensive, to be honest. Paddles?
It's an approachable game, I'm going to be bringing a bunch of wooden paddles today, which you can get for $20 each.
Do the paddles have holes in them as well?
No, they're solid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The game you were referring to before is a lot of Kiwis have played it, apparently, called paddle ball.
Yeah,
and I've taught a number of people when they see it will say, "Oh yeah, I played paddleball down in Wellington or whatever."
Yeah, I think that may be the game that I was referring to in Venice Beach as well. Yeah. Paddleball, which I think was played with a tennis ball.
It's a deflated tennis ball,
right?
And a wooden paddle that has perforations in
it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's a little different than pickleball.
Okay.
Coevolution, I think. So,
in pickleball, do people if you play doubles, does everyone just sort of stand back, or do you have people who go up to the net like in tennis?
Well, that's a really good question, because if you go up to the net as in tennis, you're going to just kill people all the time, because the other side is only 22 feet long. So there's a line in pickleball, which is similar to a badminton serving line, about 7 feet back from the net.
Yeah.
And that demarcates what's called the non-volley zone.
Okay.
Known as the kitchen in colloquial terms. And so you cannot volley or hit on the full in the kitchen. Yeah. So it keeps you back.
Right.
And in a really well-played game.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to get right up to that line.
Yeah.
And they try to hit tiny little shots barely over the net. You can step into the kitchen if the ball has bounced.
So that does make sense because most accidents happen in the kitchen.
There you go.
So we don't want people getting,
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sound. I'm tempted to come down actually and have a look.
Oh, I hope you do.
I think I could use a game like that.
Well, and it attracts people who've played active racket sports, and have kind of moved on because of various aching bones and injuries, and thought, "Nah, I can't do that anymore." But pickleball is really approachable for the folks,
because tennis is quite, it can be quite physically demanding. You have a big core, you've got a lot of, you're traveling quickly around a lot of ground in tennis.
Yeah.
What? How about the serving in pickleball? Presumably, it's not overhand, just underhand.
That's right. It's an underhand serve.
Yeah.
And there's some rules to kind of eliminate the idea of ace serving. There's a two bounce rule. When you server hits the ball, it has to bounce. The receivers hit the ball back to the servers, and it has to bounce one more time before anybody can volley. And it kind of equalizes the beginning of the game.
The game, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually an amazingly fun game.
I mean, the ball is perforated like the old wiffle balls, but it has a pretty decent bounce on it.
Reasonably. Tennis players, kind of like, oh, this thing doesn't bounce very much. But like, it bounces a whole lot more than a squash ball would.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot less than a tennis ball would.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it used to be that when I was a kid in New Zealand, that, squash was the kind of, there was tennis and there was squash, but it always required such sort of a, specifically designed courts and rackets and balls, and it was a little bit out of the, I mean, unless your community had a squash court, you were kind of out of luck, and you were probably, you went to tennis, I suppose. We never really had racquetball in New Zealand. Never really took off, I don't think.
Yeah, squash is the same thing, more or less.
Yeah. That's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, not really getting involved in squash, just playing a little bit of tennis. If you ever thought there's a few – so can you play it on – you can play it on a tennis court.
You can, and I've been scouting the island.
I was just thinking of that. Have you seen that little tennis court out in Rocky Bay?
I have, and that one actually will work. It's a hard surface tennis court. It needs some new lines painted, of course, but we could paint pickleball lines there. I'm going to approach the community about that at some stage.
But I
walked out there one day, and the thing about pickleball and tennis courts is you can inscribe. I usually use chalk.
Yeah,
a court in the middle of a tennis court and use the tennis net.
Use the net. Yeah.
And you can pretty quickly do that and have a game with using a tennis net.
And you can't play it with singles, predominantly you play it with doubles, but you can play it with one-on-one.
You can play one-on-one, and some of the top-level pros now do that, and it's an amazing game. And those guys have to run around and gals have to run around just as much as tennis players do.
Well, great. Jeff, if anyone wants to get in touch with you around and find out a bit more, or just get, have you got some way that you'd like people to get in touch with you, a website or anything like that?
As a matter of fact. We started a club in Seattle, in Auckland, called Pickleball Auckland Central. And the website for that is pac.org.nz.
pac.org.nz, Pickleball Auckland Central, and they could get in touch with you through that if required.
My phone number is at the bottom of every page.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got a copy of the flyer about this these coming sessions in Waiheke.
Okay.
And then if anybody's in town, there's a number of places in town where the game's being played.
Well, alrighty. Hope you have a great turnout down there today at the Rec Center, and it sounds like a really interesting game, and I hope it does take off on Waiheke. That would be be fantastic. And yeah, so 1:30 down at 1:30 at the rec center, and the guy to look out for is Jeff. He'll be he'll be training everyone up and getting them some pickleballs, and yeah, so good luck on this, Jeff, and hopefully we'll see you down there.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Brent.
You're welcome.